Please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Morning County Board of Supervisors, January 12th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Department heads, elected officials, Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just very busy in the office and still continuing on stuff and had some good applications and we're going through those, so next week we'll start some interviews.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. We got all the equipment in for the third floor court overall, so I'm gonna be tackling that here in a couple of weeks and nothing really, that's about it, nothing else to report, so.
Thank you, Colin. I almost let you run here from there.
I would have volunteered. I could say, I'm sorry, but there's nothing new to report. Everything's going well.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one should be insulted.
Gonna get me too.
Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. Things are going quite well at the sheriff's office. Staying busy with moving things around. We're switching around some offices and getting things together. It's a bit of a disarray right now, but it'll all come together. Still going through the hiring process, and that's been keeping us busy. We'll have our testing this Friday, and Doug's here. He'll let you know how the jail's doing.
Where do you hold that testing?
So typically, we try to hold it outside because they're required to run outside at the academy, but given the possibility of weather on Friday, we're going to do it at the Turf Bowl, and they're going to run inside. So they kind of let us use their facility for free, and it's a pretty good location to be able to run inside, and it's a bigger lap, so that's what we're going to do it this Friday.
Can any of them outrun Grimshaw, and will he admit it?
Well, Brett's just coming back from a knee replacement, so.
So everybody's outrunning Grimshaw right now.
Yeah, nice schedule race.
He's getting around with it. He's graduated from the walker to the cane, so most of us can get him right now.
Okay, well, he won't be admitting that in about 2 months.
Brett was always good for the first 100.
Eventually, after that, he went out about it. He said, that guy knows Fred. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
I never made it through the first 100, so I don't know what that's like. Busy weekend, obviously, busy stretch of weather. Ice is kind of the common topic as far as gravel roads. The guys made a ton of headway. I think some of it's inexperience with people out and about, and some of it is there's obviously slick spots, and it's kind of conditions right now where the guys could come through and rough it up. If they can't get through the ice, they'll try to rough it up, and if we get to 40 degrees in the afternoon, that same spot can be like a sheet of glass by the afternoon. It just kind of polishes it up, and then you kind of got to go back at it. But obviously with the miles of road we cover, you don't get there to every spot every 3 hours kind of a thing. So I think in general things are pretty good. We're going to keep on working, get some warm weather this week. I would mention that we don't respond to cars in the ditch randomly or something like that. That was a pretty frequent call from dispatch, law enforcement, sometimes even people that shouldn't have certain cell phone numbers this weekend. That's why there's companies for that. There's tow truck companies, and I know people don't want to pay for that, but we're not a 24/7 facility, so. And there were a fair number of calls this weekend. But either way, we kept on going. It wasn't any different in other surrounding counties, and we are back out. And I think the guys already did some improvement yesterday. So I think it's come along. Like I said, well, it's always bad to start with ice. Once you start with ice, you just, if you don't get a good warm up to get rid of it with some sunshine, you just live with it and just keep fighting it. And right now, that's kind of the stage we're in. So anyway, other than that, we're just doing some tree cutting with some personnel, doing some patching and some stuff like that. And of course, the crew is still working down the bridge. They got one pier pretty much done. So that's good news. I think they've worked over, they're moved over and starting to work on the other pier. And still making headway. So, which it's good weather for that. So there's nothing wrong with that. So, nothing else to report, I don't believe. So I'll say it again, if you guys get call, or I'll encourage the public that if they've got a spot, don't hesitate to call and leave a message at our office or let them know, and they'll pass it on and put it on a list and see if we can help it out. So
there's a young lady named Becky who lives out in the county, and she contacted me prior when it was slick, and then you guys came in and grooved it, and she said thank you because she could get through. So on behalf of Becky, thanks.
Well, I mean, that's her job. It's no different. We don't have 100% satisfaction.
So jail does.
Yeah.
That's something we all aspire to.
You guys are serving food, though. We can get a county food truck. But anyway, we'll keep working at it and doing what we can do. And we'll aspire to be like the jail.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Doug Irvine.
Good morning.
Jail administrator.
Everything's going real well. Our population's back up. We're at 95 right now. We have two going to Oakdale this morning. One going to the residential facility. Probably two to three getting out of our intake. That eliminates six. 13 out of county. I think there's two down in adult wave juveniles. So we're definitely keeping busy, and those numbers went up quite a bit. I think they went up like 10 since last Tuesday. So definitely keep them busy.
Is that
busy.
When Kevin took office?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to ask if you thought there was a reason for that.
I wasn't going to say anything.
See, just showing right off. Thanks a lot, KG.
But yes, other than that, just a personnel action that we're excited about. That's going to be Dakota Day is going to come back, and he was involved in that. That inmate assault out of the jail a few years back.
That's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, that has been.
Yeah. So, what are you averaging, or do you have an average for out of state, out of county for this year or for last year? I mean,
yeah, we've been right at about 10. A little bit less this year. Last year it was 20 to 23 consistently. Then with the COVID.
Last year was 20 to 23?
Yeah. It kind of shrunk down. So it is rising back up now as everything's released. And we're kind of hoping numbers, I don't know if they're gonna go up or down with the courts opening back up February 1st. But it's going to get trials going so that hopefully we can get some more people out of there due to their trials coming up. But they haven't had any jury trials for several months now.
What's the max? 68.
68? Yeah. We have 68 beds. We can hold 72 or 73. Yeah, go
ahead. How many inmates do you have right now?
95 this morning. We had
some of them being held over.
Yeah, we had six in our intake unit. We can hold 80 with our intake, but that's a 24-hour. It's our intake.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
Ken Heinrich, Community Services.
Well, we're keeping Brooke real busy now that she's doing General Assistance and Veterans Affairs. You know, Veterans Affairs used to have Bob House right in there from 7 to 11, and then they'd have Ron in there from after lunch, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Well, now we've got Brooke doing both from 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. So a little longer hours for the veterans to be able to come in and see somebody. And it's working out. She's staying busy, but that's a good thing and makes the days go quicker. So we're very happy with that situation. We have our SEAL meetings tomorrow, so we'll go through the regular monthly business tomorrow. What else was I gonna say? I guess that's it for now.
Thank you. Krista Pogamo, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to keep busy with case investigation, plus we are rolling out the vaccines as we've been working on. The Iowa Department of Public Health website with the coronavirus now is also tracking the number of vaccines that have been administered. So currently, total doses administered by recipient county of residence, which means people who are residents of Des Moines County, is 1,162 vaccines administered. And then by provider, total doses administered by county of vaccine provider, we've administered in our county 1,537. That is updated Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So that was yesterday's update, but we did give more vaccines yesterday, so we anticipate that number to be additionally higher come tomorrow.
When the 1162 and the other's 15, what's the difference between those?
One is by county of residence. So the 1,162 were people that live in Des Moines County.
Okay.
That are residents of Des Moines County. The 1,537 are people that were vaccinated in Des Moines County, total. So they may work here in Des Moines County, but live in another county.
You know, so somebody works at the hospital and they live in Wauwatosa County or something.
Yep,
like
absolutely. So our 7-day numbers have gone down. So 7-day, we're currently at 9% with 142 cases. The 14-day is still 14% with 232 cases, with a total of year-to-date 3,723 cases. So that 7-day rate's gone down, and I really appreciate everyone doing everything they can to mitigate the spread. So
can you give me that year-to-date number again, please, Krista?
I'm sorry.
Can you give me that year-to-date number?
Yes, 3,723. And we're continuing to do vaccines. Continually encourage any healthcare professionals who's not been contacted by our office to reach out to our office as we continue to try to get phase 1A vaccinations completed.
Okay. Looks like we might have missed the except for a little surge after the holidays, so that's great.
That is wonderful. People are really doing their part in the mitigation process. It's great.
This is a question I was asked to ask of you in this meeting. A friend of mine has a 93-year-old mother who lives at home, so she's not one of the first in line. You have to be in a nursing home or other care facility. Okay, when will the older people, like Jim Carrey, be able to get vaccinated?
Well, and the goal currently is what they're looking at is statewide. They want to have phase 1A completed. So we have the larger counties like Polk County or Johnson County that's going to have more of a 1A population. Approximately what they've approximated for our county is about 2,000 people that fit into that phase 1A. But then Johnson County and Polk County. So what they will do is once we have completed our 1A, phase 1A, they'll allocate those vaccines to the other counties so the whole state will move to 1B at the same time.
So the Des Moines people get precedence over the rest of the state?
No, the phase. So if we've completed phase 1A,
okay,
then they'll go to the larger counties because they're allocating vaccine, but their population of 1A phase would be much larger, and they're not getting enough vaccine to accommodate those because they're sharing with everyone. So everyone moves to 1A at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're on hold until the whole state goes to 1B.
Yes, that's what they'll do, as long as they want to make sure that the whole state's ready to move to the next level.
I'm going to assume they don't have a timeline yet.
You know, they don't. There's a thought maybe sometime in February we might be headed in that direction, or it could possibly be sooner, or it could be longer. I mean, I've heard that February time frame out there. But
did you have a question, Shane? No.
Oh, okay.
No, you answered it. I was just making sure when you said that we were making a transition, I thought you said to be on 1A at the same time, which it is, so that everybody can move to 1B.
The state, I'm sorry.
I don't think they've even defined 1B yet, have they?
They have not. The IDAC, which is the State Advisory Committee, as well as the ACIP, which is the CDC's Advisory Committee. The IDAC met yesterday, was hoping to get a little more definition. I know we have another Iowa Department of Public Health call today at noon. They're really trying to, it's so difficult. Everyone interprets, you know, phase 1A a little bit differently. And so what they're trying to do is be a little more specific with the categories as far as who fits it into that to make it less confusing and difficult sometimes at the local health level. Because, you know, they may have gotten a vaccine in another county. It's like, why my friend got a vaccine in this county? Why are you not giving the vaccine? So I think they're hoping to make it a little bit more specific for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Not a whole lot to update today. Things just kind of been winter work. We are looking at reopening the Nature Center to the public. We've had our Nature Center staff kind of helping with field stuff. And so we'll be looking at getting that open in the next couple weeks. Trying to kind of decide, you know, what, because there's a lot of touch things in there, obviously, a lot of interactive things. And so just trying to figure out and working with other counties and seeing what they're doing, making sure we're doing that as safely as possible. So we'll be looking at doing that in the next couple weeks. We've had a lot of ski rentals, so we do rent cross-country skis out of the Nature Center with this snow we got. Those got pretty popular in a hurry. And so those for the season. When we have sufficient snow, we don't so much anymore, but maybe there's more coming, I don't know. And then we are having our first meeting tonight to start talking about our Youth Jamboree event, which is our first real big event we have up at Big Hollow, which is the middle of May. It's that second weekend, I think, in May. Second or third weekend, I don't remember what the date is exactly. We're going to start planning that. Hopefully this whole pandemic thing will have gotten to the point by middle of May where we can have an event. We're going to be talking about mitigation measures. In the past, you know, we've had the shooting range, you know, we'll have folks come out and we have them shoot BB guns or 22s or shotguns or archery. I think the archery is probably something we can continue to do. I don't know that, you know, if things are the way they are now, you know, sharing equipment, you know, like a gun stock that's going to be up against your face, I don't know that we can do that. And so we'll look at mitigation measures there on how to safely do that. Or it may come down, we'll have to eliminate some of the events altogether. Or depending on where we're at with vaccines or who knows what the future holds, I guess, you know, we can pull the plug on the event altogether. But we are starting preliminary planning. It's a, you know, it's a several month planning process to put an event that size together. I mean, we'll have 1,000 people in a normal year. We'll have 1,000 people at Big Hollow on that day. And so it's a lot of volunteers. I mean, it's nothing short of 100 people that probably work in some capacity to make that event happen. And so we're starting that out. Our Niche Center staff's been starting to work on planning events and summer camps as well. And so, you know, it's again, it's kind of working in this big question mark, you know, what can we have, what can we do? And so we're going to try to put, you know, if it's this, then we'll do that. And if it's this, then we'll do that. And try to have, you know, different levels of events and activities kind of in place so that when we get close to those times, we got to pull the trigger, we know what kind of direction to go. So a lot of background work happening in our end. That's about it.
Thanks, Chris. Who we got online?
First one's Rodney Bleasner, Maintenance.
Rodney Bleasner, Maintenance.
He's on mute right now.
I'll come back to him. Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
It's buffering.
It's going good.
It's going great.
Need all of them out,
right? I can use it for.
Yeah.
Rodney.
Jared's
trying to.
And James trying to.
Jared's trying to.
Yeah.
All right, we'll skip Jared and we'll try the next one. Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to keep busy, but I really have nothing new to report this morning.
Okay, thank you, Janelle. We'll see you in a little while.
You're welcome. Yep.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning, everyone. I'm on my last day of quarantine, so hopefully I'll know more about what's going on in my office when I get back tomorrow. We have a couple of things. Obviously, Doug has previously mentioned jury trials. We are set to begin those, I believe, on February 1st. It will be the first associate court trial. Then February 16th, we will begin felony trials. So we're hoping to maybe start moving some folks along. I know arrests are up. The police departments and the sheriff's office have been busy. So we're getting ready to get that process started next month. I did receive some bad news over my quarantine. Todd Chalk has tendered his resignation. He is leaving for the private sector. So we will be hoping to fill his position. My guess is it's going to be extremely difficult since we've had no applications for the misdemeanor position we have had open since September. So that's going to be a chore in itself to get our office back up to full staff, especially replacing Todd, who handles our civil load, which most people would not assume it's a full load in and of itself. So that's kind of where we're at, and I'm looking forward to getting back to work tomorrow and getting out of the house.
Thank you, Lisa. We'll look forward to that, too.
All right, let's try this again. Rodney Bleasner, Des Moines County Maintenance.
Rodney Bleasner, Maintenance.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Just staying busy. I have nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney.
A lot of work for that.
Jared Lasser.
About sacrifice, but anyway.
Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Jared Lasser, Land Use.
He's still got a big old circle going there.
Yeah, he's still buffering.
I'm not sure why he can't get connected.
Here we go.
I'll try to get him later.
Okay. Where we get
that's all I have. That's all I have for now.
Okay. Didn't miss anyone. We received a correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
We have some from the Clerk of District Court, Des Moines County, custodian of the files and records pertaining to election of the Magistrate Judicial Nominating Commissioners of Des Moines County. Do hereby certify the following as a true and correct list of commissioners declared by the Clerk of District Court to have been elected to in the canvass of December 31st, 2020. Des Moines County, Jamal Araba, I apologize for butchering that name, I'm sure I did. 216 South 3rd, Burlington, Iowa. And Brent,
we call him DJ, Tom.
Okay, DJ. Brent Richard Ruther, 321 North 3rd, Burlington, Iowa. In testimony thereof, I have set my hand and affixed the official seal in the Clerk of District Court, Des Moines County, this 4th day of January, 2021. Attached is a private sector appointment form. Please give to your Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission County Board Representative. I just call you up my name, Jim. Your representative is responsible to caucus with the two city representatives from Burlington and West Burlington. Together, the three public Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission board members appoint a private sector representative for Des Moines County by completing the attached form. I won't trust that to you and Terry. I'm sure you will get that taken care of. Okay. We have a public hearing on the first reading of our criminal code ordinance number 6 amendment. We need to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Tom Roker?
Yes. Okay, Lisa, are you still there?
I am.
I'm pretty sure nobody wants me to read clear through this. But the amendment, do you want to just explain that to us in a brief fashion?
Basically, what we did is we just made some changes to make the criminal code consistent with current case law and with state law. One example I can give is that with the disorderly conduct, which is one of the alternatives out, which was declared unconstitutional back in late 2019 by one of the federal courts, so it's unconstitutional under federal grounds. There was some changing of titles to make them less confusing, but basically it was just to make things consistent with current case law and with current statutory law.
Thank you, Lisa. Are there any comments regarding this? Are there any masochists, sadists that want me to read all this? If it's okay with everybody, we'll waive the reading. Don't smile like that. Is there any public comment? Did you receive any emails or
written
comment? Okay. Close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. Lisa?
Yes.
Does this require all three hearings, or is this something we can vote on and vote to waive the last two hearings?
I think you could vote to waive the last two since it's just an amendment, not a like a new step ordinance. It's just amending some already existing ordinance. So I do believe you could waive the last two readings.
Okay. That's okay with you, gentlemen. We can take a motion to approve that that amendment to the criminal code and to waive the second and third readings.
Can we do all that in one?
I think that's what she just said.
Okay. I move to approve the county ordinance number 6 amendment and to waive the second and third reading.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Another public hearing, the first reading of ordinance number 60. Regarding adoption of the Boone County ordinance number 60, readopting the existing county ordinance and their amendments herein. Lisa, this is another part of the same effort, is it not?
It is. They just need to be basically reapproved every so many years. I don't think there are any substantial changes.
Okay. We could entertain a motion similar to the last one regarding ordinance number 60. Can I see that last one?
Yeah.
Are you going to open the hearing?
We need a motion to open the public hearing. I'm trying to think about two things at once.
Public hearing.
A second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Once again, I would ask to waive the reading of this ordinance without any objections.
Yeah, because it's just basically a list of all the ordinances that we've approved over the years, so.
So, are there any public comment regarding this ordinance?
No comments.
You didn't receive any?
Nope, didn't receive any.
Close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Okay, so I move that we accept ordinance number 60, as well as waiving the second and third reading.
Second.
Perfect. We'll sign that after the meeting. Terry, correct that last page. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Appointment of a Union Township Trustee, Daniel W. Holm, 17835 Skunk River, Weaver, Iowa. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. What's under the application? She wants to just stick this inside. And we have an appointment to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors. Congratulations, Jim. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors has recommended Jim Carrey to serve on the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission's Board of Directors, and whereas the SEIRPC Board of Directors has reviewed the Des Moines County membership status and is in good standing, be it resolved that Jim Carrey is hereby appointed to a one-year term to the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission Board of Directors, which term shall expire on January 1st, 2022.
So moved.
Second, if you're not going to do it. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. I didn't think the coach would be second in my own appointment.
We don't have a problem with that, Jim.
I don't know.
We don't have a problem
with that. We're lost.
I don't want it.
They have treats at that meeting.
Oh.
I wouldn't want my friend to list it. Okay, we have one personnel action for Conservation Department. We have Ryan Roth, a park ranger. What's it, end of probationary?
Yeah.
Okay, end of his probationary period. The previous rate was $40,929.66. His new rate is $41,952.90.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. I guess there was a note attached.
Oh, that was just an email that specified, so you don't have to read that, so.
Okay. Dakota Day, a full correctional officer, full-time, a new hire, previous employee, starting at the six-month step. So the new rate is $39,704.38.
Yeah, and I'd just like to start him out at that six-month step, just so he doesn't go backwards in pay from where he's at now. He's was previously employed with us not long ago for a year. And I, after talking to Carrie and Shelley at the Crime Commission, he does not have to do the 40-hour jail training. That's still good. So that saves us all that training time. So it will not be a county expense. We'll actually come out ahead as county budget is concerned.
Understood. I know.
Yeah.
Good.
Training gets expensive.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Move to approve that.
So thank you very much.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Welcoming back for us.
Yeah, I sure will. Yeah. Everybody's excited to have him back.
Yeah.
That still leaves us with one open spot for a full-time person. We do have, we'll have another personnel action, if not next week, the week after. We do have somebody that's went through everything, the hiring process, and we have another good applicant coming up to be on the agenda maybe next week.
Good.
That'll put us at
get you back
full
up
staff.
Right.
Yeah.
Staff. Is this new hire, do they know that the freezer works off of IT department? No, it's just this one.
I was going over some of the devices during the budget hearing that we support and stuff, and I had mentioned that the jail freezer is on the network out there. So.
No.
Technology.
Yeah.
Where you eat the ice cream?
Yeah. It's a weird
deal.
Ever since they sent me home with this iPad, I went to use the bathroom last night, and I got a text from a colleague. He says, that's the third time you're drinking too much coffee. What's going on? It's really weird. It's really getting weird.
Yeah, they know when you're on the network.
No wonder your customer rating's so high.
Then we have a personnel action for Veterans Affairs, Ron Siegel, retired, effective December 31st, 2020.
So Ron decided to retire at the same time that, just like Bob, so that's who Brooke is replacing, both Bob and Ron.
All right. You go.
So moved.
Okay.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yeah. Give me more thanks, or appreciation.
Yeah.
We have reports. We have the recorder's report of fees collected in December 2020. This report will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review.
Yes, when I sent out the meeting packet, I added the general assistance report to that, but I failed to put it on the agenda, so it'll go on next week.
Okay. think that will do any damage. Here we have minutes for the regular meeting of January 5th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business? Oh, I'm sorry. Still haven't gotten quite the hang of that handing it instead of just pushing it. It'll come to me.
I like my arms. Need to be just a little longer, just like I wouldn't need my glasses if they was either.
Future agenda items.
I have none.
Just real quick, if I could add one. If I could be put on there with Rodney from maintenance, we'd like to talk about the generator for a jail and where some money can be taken from that to fund a new generator.
Okay.
If we just be put on the agenda for either next week or even the week after, but the sooner the better for that. See if we can. See if we can get it.
And you've mentioned that before.
See if we can get it out of this budget.
Do you want a work
here.
Session or?
Our work session. I'm sorry. I apologize. A work session. Apologize for that. Yeah. So.
No, you brought this. This isn't the first time you've mentioned that. So. We will get that done. Committee reports.
I done.
Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we understand that there's limited seating, so you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you 2 minutes to initiate an email or a call. Anybody in attendance have a comment? Mike?
Yeah, Michael Cecil, 2815 Herblow. I wasn't here last week to do it, so I'd like to welcome Shane McCampbell to this merry group. And again, it's good to see that people have a sense of humor. Makes it enjoyable to be here. Thank you.
That is really nice of you to welcome me. Nobody else has done that. You know, and I just want to say this publicly. I remember all your faces and your masks. And I just want to say thank you to the kind gentleman in the corner.
Sure, sure.
It actually has a heart and cares for people's feelings.
There's one vote for 2024.
I'm going down.
Nobody will ever vote for this guy again. I can't get people to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
How do you misspell McCampbell?
How do I misspell McCampbell? However you want to, bro. I saw that you apologized, though.
I did.
That's what I read in the last minutes. That Bob Sarr apologized.
And I put your picture in the paper.
Yes, you did.
People have already started to forget you.
Told you got to get way back. You got to fuzzy it up a little bit. You know, what do they call that where the girls do that on Facebook where they...
Filter.
You know, it's like you can do your own glamour shots.
That's what you have to do with me.
I'm not
we'll talk about
you.
It.
We'll get the bugs worked out. It's a process.
You got a face like this, you got filter.
That's what
you got to filter.
I'm going to need a little help here. I mean, she needed need
face
she
like
needs
this. You don't face face.
Serious, boys.
10 seconds. Going. Going.
Jared mentioned he had nothing new to
report. Jared?
Jared mentioned he had nothing new to report.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Thank you, Jared.
It's wet.
With an eye or a journey?
Aye.